Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 8th, 2023. You got your host, James J. here. We, in part two, are going to welcome in our good friend, Lindsay Scheider, with Let's Talk Real Estate and Coldwell Banker C. Realtors. Looking forward to talking with Lindsay in a little bit. Right now, we have Lacey with us. Lacey Ailing?
Alling.
It's right there. It's all ing. It's not that hard. Lacey Alling with us. Lacey is the Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Lacey.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. I appreciate the time. How have you been? How have you been adjusting to the job and all that?
It's been kind of a whirlwind. A lot of stuff to take in. I'm really excited to get to be out there and get to be at the events. I was the office manager, so I kind of got to see people, but it was just in a different capacity. So I'm really excited to be able to kind of see people in the community, see what we can do, see how we can kind of branch off what we've been doing, liven it up a little bit, make it a little bit more modern and have fun with it.
Do you, you know, it's always, us, the listeners out there can relate. We've all been the new kid at school or started a new job the first day, that kind of thing. Do you have a little more confidence with it because of the history you have, that being already at the chamber?
Yes. So I used to do some like banquet stuff, and then I used to work for the Boys and Girls Club. So I did a lot of like enrichment planning with the YMCA. So I've kind of worked with them before. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a different capacity, but now just kind of like, oh, okay, I can kind of make it my own and jump in and kind of have a little bit of fun with it.
Right on. Very cool. Let's get right into it. We have some great upcoming community events to get into. Let's start off with Gather by the Gazebo.
Yes, that's today. So 5:30 to 7:30, Rowan Town Center. It's going to be the Heartstrings will be out for entertainment. Mm. And then sponsored is going to be Rome Away From Home, Coldwell Banker, Visit Rome, and Key Savings Bank. And then our entertainment sponsor is Visit Rome.
Big shout out to Visit Rome. Certainly appreciate our friends over there. They join us at least once a month, and we get to talk with them. And a big shout out to Heartstrings. Ben, Katie, they're so good.
Yes.
They've been on the air with us here before, and I just love those guys. Great team, great sound. That's going to be fun.
And it will be catered by Chatterbox.
Oh, all right.
Kathy will be out there.
Win, win, win.
Yes.
Love Chatterbox. Love our friends over there. You know, the thing about these events that I don't know if we get a chance to touch on as much is these are fun. We look forward to them every summer. They're also one of these great kind of like hidden ways and tucked in ways of supporting local.
You Absolutely.
Know, whether it's a local artist like Heartstrings or a local, you know, food company like Chatterbox, it's just fun to be able to do that while also having a great time.
Yep, and just take family out. There's a big playground across, and then bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket. It was really, really beautiful last month, and the Rome area is just gorgeous. It's really fun to get out there.
This week, we also got a wonderful, you want to get to Rendezvous in the Park first?
Well, yep, these are our last two.
Yeah.
For the fall area, we're almost to September already, unfortunately. But yep, Rendezvous in the Park, that's going to be August 16th on Wednesday at Riverside Park. And then that will be the season sponsor is going to be Paper Sitter Savings, and then City of Nakusa. Food will be Lions Club. And then we will have Champions Auto Wash and Nakusa Lions Club. I believe that they're sponsoring. Oh boy, I didn't grab my other one. But we definitely want you to come check that out. I know there's going to be some fun entertainment, and it's obviously the last one. We had some more attendance last month. It's growing month over month.
Good.
So really exciting to see how it was with June. Kind of started a little bit slow and then picking up. And then I think people are, you know, kind of hearing about it now and then coming in and checking it out.
I should journalistically make sure the audience knows that may be my favorite park in this area. I love Riverside Park. It's so beautiful over there. The layout, the stretch out is so nice. It's tailor-made for events like this.
Absolutely. With the pavilions, there's a couple different areas and setups to do some things there.
You mentioned before when it comes to events of possibly, you know, not that there's anything wrong with the events, but tinkering a little bit, maybe updating a little bit or just kind of shining them up a little. With an event like this, as you're getting towards the last one of the season, are you making mental notes? Are you kind of like, oh, I'd like to do this next year, or oh, I want to keep this?
Yes, It's kind of like a, oh, okay, I think this worked really well. I think that we should, I have small children, so I would love to, I think I want to try to incorporate some more games, some more like snacks, candy, yeah. little fun things for the kids to be able to do when they come up to our booth. So I want to bring some kind of like yard stuff just because sometimes like there is a gorgeous park there as well too, but just the more options for kids so that they, you know, keep them busy. You can enjoy the entertainment, the food. I know they actually did sell out last month for food. So that was really great. And it's really affordable. I think it's like a quarter pounder meal for $4. Yeah, so you can't beat it.
No.
So it's really fun.
And we're also always looking for any opportunity to get outside right now. Like we all know Old Man Winter's right around the corner. Just get outside as much as you can. Again, the final rendezvous in the park coming up August 16th, next Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. We, of course, have a lunch by the river coming up. We've got a couple more of these.
Yes, I know. We're down to, I think, our final four.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So this one coming up this week, August 10th, got a couple of great things attached to this one.
Yes. So we have obviously our season sponsor, Enbridge, and then we've got entertainment by the Crow Jam Collective.
Yeah.
Food vendors, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, and then co-sponsors, Paper City Savings, Cintas, Associated Bank, and Jewel Associates Engineers.
Mm. We love these so much. A big shout out to everybody that's a part of these and helps make them happen. You want to keep talking Lunch by the River? Should we talk about the season or you want to go chronological here? Go to Coffee with the Chamber next.
Yeah, it, whatever you want.
Okay. Well, to me, if we only got a couple left. So if you want to just hit on Lunch by the River right now, that's okay. I wasn't sure how you wanted to do it order wise.
Whatever works.
Okay. So coming up on the 24th. We've got another Lunch by the River. And I believe that that's a unique one. That seems like a really special one to me.
You keep skipping the one that you're on.
Do I? Yeah.
Do you not want to talk about you?
It feels selfish. This is your guys' time. But yes, let's talk about August 17th, Lunch by the River. Yes. That is a unique and special one.
So obviously that one is sponsored by you guys and Nicolay Staffing. Mm-hmm. Entertainment is going to be the Central Wisconsin Choristers?
Yeah.
Choristers. Yes. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
You got
it. And then food vendors, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, and then also Enbridge, that sponsor, the season sponsor for that one. But don't forget to come to your own.
We will be. I know that Pam, Melissa, I know are going to be down there. I'm going to be down there. We'll see if Seth and the team are going to be as well. But we're a bunch of us going to be down there having a good time. Please stop by, say hi. I believe we might even have some gear for you to pick up and everything. Ooh. So that'll be cool. And it's a great opportunity to interact with us, certainly to talk, say hi, what have you. But I know you guys have feedback out there. We love getting feedback from you. Here's a great opportunity. You can cut out the middleman. You don't have to email us. You can talk right directly to us. And please stop by and say hi. We love interacting with our listeners. There's not much better than running into a listener that I haven't met before and hearing their reactions to the station and talking about the work that we're doing here. I will say, if you are going to say to me, oh, you don't look like you sound. Like, I've heard that my whole radio life, and I've never know how to take that. I've never know how that, what they mean by that. So if you want to use that line, please feel free to. But I do feel like we've heard it a lot.
They can put a face to the voice.
Yes, there you go. Nicely done. And after the 17th, then we have the 24th, Lunch by the River coming up.
And then that one's going to be sponsored by our season sponsor, Enbridge. And then we have Ocean Spray Cranberries and Prevail Bank. Entertainment, Two Saints and an Ain't, which every time I say that, I always want to like autocorrect myself. And then we have Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, and Joe's Street Eats.
Yeah. So, I got to try them. I haven't tried. I've heard good things about Joe's.
So I actually am friends with them.
Oh, cool.
And they're new to the area. They're from Colorado. So a little bit of a different, I would say like almost like a flair on the food a little bit. I did go pick up breakfast burritos for everyone at the chamber so that I could, even though none of them were hungry, I was like, we're all going to eat breakfast burritos together.
Smart.
But I love supporting people. And then obviously, like, I was like, hey, you should come to one of the Lunch by the Rivers. And she was like, no. I was like, too late. You're already
signed up.
But I'm excited. obviously I've never heard Two Saints and an Eight, so I'm excited to hear them. I've heard great things.
Great name, first off. Yes. And a great band, great group of people right there. So you're going to have some wonderful music to be playing while you're trying some of these foods that maybe you haven't tried before and that. Again, coming back to the whole, we have a good time, mm-hmm. we're out in the enjoying nature and supporting local, all yes. at the same time, doing it all at once. It's a real key part of some of these great events that the Chamber has.
Yes. Yeah, Granny's Beach and Ice, they're really great too. They have, like, it's kind of like a flair yeah. on lemonade, but there was, like, lemonade with, like, a paradise, like, twist on it with, like, coconut and, like, Powerade, and it was really refreshing, especially when our lunch by the river was almost 100 degrees two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really fun to come out and check out just, like, stuff that you haven't really seen. I mean, I love the classics. Like, I'm always about Rocky Rococo.
Oh, yeah.
My kids are like, you better, if ever I get a piece, if they see that box in my car and I do not share, like, especially the sausage, their sausage is just different. Yeah. But, yeah, I really love it.
It's a great opportunity to have some, you know, standbys that you know you like, mm-hmm. but they're also having some options of, well, I want to try something different.
Absolutely.
It's really cool to have that. Coming up August 24th, another Lunch by the River.
The 31st.
Did I say? Oh, I meant the 31st. I'm sorry.
The last one of the season, which we've been, from what I understand, a little over 30 years that we've been doing Lunch by the River. So that's awesome. Another season.
Yeah, a real feather in the cap, you know? I mean, that's pretty darn cool.
It definitely, I'm excited that I get to be there. I was there for the first one. Obviously, I didn't even, you know, I was like, oh, this is so awesome to take it in as the office manager. And then now finishing the season as the events director.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like a fun, it's definitely like a fun flow. But so we're going to go out with a bang with Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Granny's Beach and Ice, and then season sponsor Enbridge, and then also sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and then the Southwood County YMCA Turner's Gymnastics Team is going to. They're going to be there. And
they are awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm a big gymnastics guy. I love watching gymnastics, and these kids are amazing. They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, they are so talented. I can't do a cartwheel, so when I watch them, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm like in awe.
They're pretty impressive. A great way to wrap up the season, too, with a nice entertainment guest like that, and where we're, again, supporting our local entertainers or our local gymnasts here. Great food, and a big shout-out to Ho-Chunk Gaming, who you've seen Ho-Chunk sponsoring a lot of stuff. And their name all over the place, looking to put back into their communities. Appreciate businesses that do that.
Absolutely. Very grateful.
More on that a little bit later when we talk about our new chamber investors.
Yes.
But for now, I wanted to just take a Lunch by the River. Part of the reason I wanted to do all those at once, Lacey, is because I wanted to ask you, with the new position, and as you're getting into these last ones, again, similar to Rendezvous, you're taking notes, are making like kind of mental notes about, well, next year I'd like to do this, or next year I want to make sure we keep doing that.
Yes. So I think that I would love to see it grow, to have more opportunities for, like, the sponsors. They always bring some of the sponsors brought, like, homemade chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches this summer for the kids to hand out. So I think it would be really fun to do some more things for the kids. They definitely, like, they love to dance, and they want to, want to get active. So I would love to do some things. Obviously, I have to get approved, but I'd love to do some, like, face painting. We did some rock painting last week at that night out, and it was really, really fun, and it was nice to get to come there and see. It's fun when everyone's at your booth, and you're like, oh, it just makes your heart full where everyone, wants to come and hang out, and they're not just, passing by. So I definitely would love to see it get bigger. I'd love to do some more things, especially, like, some more, like, little tables set up for activities for the kids so the parents can kind of, like, watch some stuff. And I'm a parent, so things for them to be able to do, things for them to be able to take home and remember, oh, I got this at Lunch by the River.
Yeah.
So I would just love to do that. I would love some more variety for food trucks and vendors. So definitely reach out to communications@thechamberwisconsin.com. And then obviously you can always call us at 715-423-1830.
Lacey, you and I think are going to work very well together. We're both planners, and you've twice now gone right where I was going with the conversation.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Same page. Because as this season wraps up, we're always looking towards next year. And if you are a local business, if you're a restaurant or something, our catering facility or anything like that, now's a good time to reach out to you. I know it's a year away, but no time like the present to plan these things and know that that's covered for next summer already.
Yes. So even like entertainment for small bands, things like that, I would love to bring in a DJ. I think that would be really cool. I would love to do a lot of kind of different stuff. I have a lot of ideas. So I'm just kind of trying to slowly get them passed. And then also, if you're going to start a new business and you think that would be a good starting point for you, obviously reach out. Stacy talks to a lot of local people that are wanting to start up their businesses. So that would be really great.
Also want to encourage you to check out Coffee with the Chamber. That is coming up in about a week or two now, on the Wednesday, August 23rd.
Yes, and that will be at the Chamber with Kyle Kearns, the Director of Community Development. He will be providing a local economic development update.
Yeah, Kyle is not only amazing at his job, but he's a good talker and a very interesting guy. Really brings you the details and that I think the information that you may not always get, but Kyle knows his area. He knows the audience and he knows, okay, this is going to be important to them, and getting that information out there that may not be the easiest to always find or just accessible sometimes.
I know a lot of us just want to jump on Google and ask, what's coming here? What are we opening? What's moving? And I think that if you tune in, you can also go, virtual. That's going to be the Chamber Boardroom. Coffee will be sponsored by us. Nice. The Coffee with the Chamber is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Nakusa.
Very cool.
Definitely excited to get some information. Keep it local and definitely have a good understanding of what's happening in your community.
Oh, it's nice to be able to host an event too, I imagine.
Yes.
Katie and I used to joke about people stopping by more often. I go stop by the Chamber, say hi and that. And I like seeing that too. You guys being able to host some of these things. That's got to feel good. Coffee with the Chamber again coming up Wednesday, August 23rd, 8:30 to 10. Do people need to register for this?
They will need to register. They can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
Okay. It is that time of year again, Lacey, where the downtown Grand Affair is right around the corner. How did September get this get up to this point?
I mean,
what happened to time? Where it happened to June?
I know. It's gone.
Just gone.
It's gone. We could just look forward.
But we can look forward to the downtown Grand Affair.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for the car cruise. That brings in a lot of people. I love cars, so I'm excited to get to check that out. We are not putting that on, but we can absolutely put you in touch with who is, and then we'll be there. You'll see our lovely faces. And then we do have openings. We're currently looking for sponsors as well as vendors for the event. So we have multiple opportunities at different price points for both. Obviously check it out sooner rather than later. We'd love a little bit of diversity with some different areas coming in, and obviously bringing their own little their tricks to the trade in as well.
It's another one of those opportunities similar to Lunch by the River, where you are a new business or you're a new artist or anything like that, and you want to really promote yourself. These events are tailor-made for it.
Absolutely.
You've got people coming to you. You've got people coming to the event. You're right there waiting for them and everything. And it's there are a few opportunities like that in most rural areas. Our chamber does such a great job of helping not just promote you, but give you opportunities to promote yourself.
Yes. And I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures. I'm going to try to get around to every booth that's there and get, I kind of want to do little spotlights about stuff that they do. And I think it's valuable that time. And then obviously help promise with a little bit of marketing. And then we're going to be coming out with a new website. So I think it would be great to get some new pictures out there. So I'd love to do a lot of little things with the kids.
Again, the Downtown Grand Affair kicks off Sunday, September 10th, 10 to 3. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. Looking forward to this one. The big event. Great event. Got some other things coming up, upcoming workforce programs and events that we wanted to touch on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the deadline for teen leadership is September 15th. We're currently looking for tour stops for businesses to showcase their business to the next generation of leaders. It's going to be about approximately 30-minute spotlights where we're going to bring kids in. They're going to kind of get to see what you do, a lot of information we can give to them, and then kind of see if that's something they're interested in. We want to try to keep kids here. So once they graduate, we'd like to have them come back. A lot of kids, they want to go, you know, leave state, stuff like that. So we'd love to keep them working here, keep, you know, the family feel. And then Laura is our head of workforce development, and she is kind of revamping this whole entire program. I'm hopeful that she can come with next time and dive a little bit deeper. But we also have sponsorship opportunities for that. If you are sponsoring, there is a package where they can come in and tour. You're just going to pick kind of what date, time, things like that. But we also have some openings for students as well. So five different local high schools are participating: Nacoosa, Port Edwards, Pittsville, Assumption, and Lincoln High School. And then obviously deadline is September 15th. So reach out to workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 715-422-4860. And that's Laura.
It's an insightful thing to be focusing on, considering how important that is in this day and age of trying to keep people in town, keep your locals local.
Yes.
Especially at that age. That's a really insightful. I think that's going to be a great one. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, Lacey. Do you want to talk? Where you want to go with this?
So
you want
to talk a little about our Cranberry Cash calendar.
I was hoping that's what you wanted to talk about. Yeah.
The first drawing is going to be at the Downtown Affair, and then obviously, if you win, your ticket goes back in, and you can win again.
Yeah. So, see, I don't know what you guys are doing with that. You're giving away more and more stuff that way.
So 16 days, $1,500 in the 16 days. Three tickets for 20 or one ticket for 10. You can purchase at the Chamber where they're 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. You can also find us at any of these events. We're absolutely pushing them, selling them. Really excited. Hopefully I can get you to buy some from me. And but yeah, definitely excited for it. I love getting my hands dirty and going out and talking to people. So I'm excited that we can do this. The sponsors have been wonderful. U.S. Bank sponsored our kickoff on Sunday. So we're really excited.
It's one of the, I think, more fun and better things that you guys do over there. I didn't realize how popular this was until I started doing this show. And I'd have people go, hey, did you talk about this? And no, we haven't talked about it yet. It's coming up next month or something. Mm-hmm. People look forward to this one. It's
a fun we have
one.
People coming in asking, have you started the raffle yet? Which we've now just started. So you can absolutely come in and then we can fill it out for you. We just need your name, phone number, address, so we can reach out to you. And then we will call you. And then you can come in the office and pick up the money if you win.
There you go. And Lacey, as we wrap up, we always like to mention and send a shout out to new community investors. We got a couple
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. So Sparhawk Trucking, which they started right here in Wisconsin Rapids, which I didn't know that until they had became a chamber member. We also have HOPE, which is Heroes of the Prescription Epidemic. So combating drug addiction and trying to help in new ways.
Yeah.
And then we also have Wandering Games, which I don't know if you've heard of them yet, but they're the only mobile gaming in central Wisconsin. So you can rent it out. You can find through the chamber, but you can rent it out by a couple different hour spans. I think it would be really fun, like a team building thing for a business. Also, if kids' birthday parties, they have a whole, it's a huge trailer that has been completely turned into just mobile gaming, which, I mean,
such a good
what teenager
idea.
Is not about that?
Yeah.
So,
teenager, I'm in my 40s and I'm thinking about this.
I was like, for weddings, for, you know, there's so many things where, you can just kind of get away from it. That's my kids like to play video games and I'll play with them in a limited capacity, but I'm it's such a good just brain break where you can just kind of be present, have fun. So definitely excited for the new investors.
And all of these investors are great. The HOPE Heroes are doing some really vital, important work, and we appreciate them. I would like to take just a second to send a shout out to Sparhawk personally.
Yes.
I do a lot of work here, and I do a lot of work in the community, and a lot of these events. And one of the things that I look for is seeing the businesses that are always attached to these events, that are always putting back into their community. And there are few businesses doing it more than Sparhawk. They have really they have really impressed me with how much they are putting their money where their mouth is and doing so much in this community. Yeah, they're from this area, so that makes sense, I get. But that doesn't mean that they have to do this.
Absolutely.
When these businesses go above and beyond like this, I want to take any moment we can to shout them out, tip our hat to them, and appreciate them being a part of the team and being a part of things here in Rapids.
Absolutely.
Lacey, this is fun. This is fun. It was great talking with you. Please say hi to the staff over there. I don't know if Katie's still there or not, but
she is. She's still here. She's just kind of right now. She's definitely like helping me kind of figure out stuff with certain events and like how to do some of the stuff. So really excited to still have her and you'll be able to utilize and kind of pick her brain on stuff. So yeah, absolutely.
Say hi to her. Say hi to the rest of the staff for us. And we'll talk again next month.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the time. And we'll have more. And you can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We got more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.